Oh, I don't have a. What's the Tina Turner song?
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh my gosh. Kevin, hold on 1 second. I need to find my phone. So you remember is it November or December, Kevin? I had a dream about. I call you when you call me, and
Oh,
my
yeah.
heart's on
Don't
fire.
fly.
Oh my
Yeah,
God,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
how does it go again? Oh my gosh, I need to find it. It's simply the best.
You're simply the
I had a dream
best.
about this. Okay, I have to find the words.
Better
It
than
is
all the rest.
stunning, stunning. Call me when you call me. My heart, Kevin, where's your phone?
My
Oh
phone's
Lord.
recording.
God, heart's on fire. Okay,
Well,
what's the internet here?
come.
Come. I can't on my phone. Oh,
Sim.
no, I can. No, I can.
Yes, you can.
Simply the best.
Bow, bow, ding, now.
Okay, simply the best. The best lyrics.
There we go. Now everything's coming through. Got the
Everything's on.
dings.
Okay. Oh my gosh. This freaking song, I dreamt of it like I dreamt of Fernando.
Oh.
And it was just the words, and I was just like, oh my gosh. There's such beautiful words. But like, you know when the words are so good that you're just like, it can't be Tina Turner who wrote it. Who wrote the song and what was happening for them to write these words? Anyways, and it's simple. It's just like a love song, like whatever. Hold on. It's gonna be the best, but all the rest. I feel like when he got to Simply the Best, or when she got to Simply the Best, she was just like, oh, let me write it with someone else. And then that person was just like, simply the best, okay, better than all the rest. You know what I mean? Like, but either way, in your heart, I see the start of every night and every day. In your eyes, I get lost. Okay. Yeah, no. No. Is this a song? Better than all the rest. Can't be it. You simply the best. All the rest.
Stuck on my heart.
Okay, it says, I call you. It's the intro of it, not the rest of the song.
Oh,
And
yes.
the
The
intro
chorus
of
is,
it is so beautiful. I call you when I need you. My heart's on fire. You come to me. Come to me, wild and wired. Oh, you come to me. Give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. Oh my gosh, it's the romance novel of my dreams. Wait, speak the language of love like you know what it means. It can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong. Baby.
did I ever tell you
What?
the first time I heard this song was in college, and I was working at the medical school library, and one of the other librarians there was this woman, and she made me a CD mixtape on my last day there,
Oh, the
and
song.
it was just that song.
Okay, Kevin, I have to read it to you like the librarian lady. With my accent, though. I call you when I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wired. Oh, come to me, Kevin. Give me everything I need. That is so
There we
sweet.
go.
That is so sweet. Thank you, librarian lady.
Yes,
Like,
oh, it's
oh,
great.
that is
All
so
right, let's start the
sweet.
show. Cue
Wow.
the thing.
One, a two,
A
a one,
one,
two,
two,
three,
three,
four.
four.
I mean, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
All right, Twello, hi. Welcome to season two.
Thank you, Kevin. This is great.
We made it through season one. It was our first trial.
Yes. It went okay.
It went
It went
okay. It
well,
was
yeah.
great. Learned a lot of things. We're back for a very, very busy year, and we're really excited to share with everybody what we've got going on because we've been working extremely hard, I would say. like extremely nonstop. Hard.
No, Kevin, oh my gosh.
Because we have a ton of stuff coming up this year, which is really exciting. So today's show, we're just doing a little catch up with everybody, bring everyone up to speed on what's going on behind the scenes and what to expect. And then we'll be back with more regular episodes about all the releases coming up. We have some guests that we're getting on to actually talk about songwriting. And, you know, that's really the core of what this podcast is going to be.
Yes, and you should definitely tell us what songs you really love and who we should look for to yes, because then we'll find the actual songwriters, and that's like the most interesting part. Just talk to the actual songwriters, not necessarily the musicians of the people who sang those songs, but the people who wrote those songs. So I just want to know motivation.
And understand how people go through the process of writing songs. So let's talk first about what's happening this year so that we get people up to speed. If you have followed social media, you've probably seen these posts about Regarding My Heart. Mm-hmm. If you've seen us perform live recently, you may have even heard this song. But do you want to just talk really quickly about what Regarding My Heart is?
Regarding My Heart. So Regarding My Heart, when I left a few years ago, I was like, this is right after Say Margaret came out, the EP. I said to Kevin, I'm leaving the US. I'm out. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't even know if I'm going to do music. Gone. Kevin was like, I don't think so. But it's okay, Tuello. Go and cry somewhere else.
Okay. I don't know if those are my exact words, but...
No, Kevin, you did not. You're too kind to say that.
I said, let's meet in Germany.
Kevin said, let's meet in Germany. And in that time frame, I heard this melody, which is also like the way I write songs. I don't know why I do this to myself, but you know, Regarding My Heart, it's regarding my heart in
these not an easy song to sing.
One of those crazy things I write, but it also came to me in just like a whoosh. And really it was about the loneliness, the movement, the migration, the love, or the feeling of never ever getting any of it back. And I wrote it, and then I met with Kevin in Germany. And as soon as I got to Germany, I remember Ryan had gone back to the US for like a week or something.
He went to visit family, I think.
Kevin was already in Berlin. And when I got there, I was like, Kevin, you have to go on the piano. I need to spew all the things. And we sat down and like finished writing Regarding It, you know, like it on piano.
We'll get further into like actually what happened and everything. Yes. But long story, very, very short.
This is the song.
It is a song which turned into multiple songs, which then turned into an EP, which then turned into an album.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been working on this album, I mean, since 2018, really for the last 2 years.
Yep.
And the album is going to be coming out in September. And Regarding My Heart, which is the kind of lead single on it, is coming out next week on March 27th. So we're very excited for that. We've got things planned all year long to really promote it and also give each song kind of its own special time to really sit in. And along with that, we've got some new merch that is going to be coming out, which I think is very exciting, aligned with it. I don't know if you want to talk about what our initial merch idea is, which
candles.
Is launching next week.
Candles. I know it sounds weird for merch to be candles, but it makes sense with Regarding the record. It also makes sense with at Kevin's house, he's a candle person. I'm also a candle person at my own
always
place.
Always burning.
always burning, always some sort of fire moving around. And so we thought the symbolism of light and fire and candles for this particular record to move us along into a new world is perfect. And so it's really great. It's a unique scent. It's beautiful.
And it's a scent that
we made.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll talk about this more, but we basically took a couple of days and got a bunch of essential oils and tried to figure out how to make feelings out of scents.
Yep.
Which is exciting. So there'll be multiple candles. There'll be kind of a set for each of the songs mm-hmm. on the album. But obviously the one for Regarding My Heart will come out next week, which is really exciting. We are planning some more shows. We're going to be really focused on the U.S. this year. So, fix the seat.
Yes.
Great. if you're in New York, we've got a lot of stuff going on in New York. But this summer, we're going to be in the Midwest. Then later in the fall, we're going to be on the West Coast. So if you are like, hey, you should
Chicago,
come to my
I can't
city.
Wait to see you.
Yes. You know, one of the other things that people may not know is we've done a lot of house parties, which are actually really, really great because they're intimate. It's a great way to get a group of friends or people together.
Yeah. And it's also a really great way, I think, for artists, for like us in particular, to make money, to do better than like, you know, the artists don't get paid anymore.
Yeah.
So, I think it's so intimate and really cool.
Yeah. So if you are out there and you're like, hey, this would be fun. You should come to my city. Maybe we can get a public gig and then do a little house party on the side.
We'll definitely do one.
Yeah. Let us know.
If you can do it to the grand like scale of that one that we had in Hanover.
Oh, yeah. That was like 150 people outside.
Yeah.
That place was
really,
very fun.
Really good. Even if it's not outside, it's inside.
Yeah.
But you have a grand place and you want to like actually just have a show.
Give us a call. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
Another fun thing that's coming this year that you can expect is we're doing a little side project in the dance music world.
Oh, yes. Kevin, I'm so glad you remember everything.
Well, it's a lot. I got my list here.
That's great.
a lot of that is going to be collaborations with DJs.
With musicians, with singers.
With musicians. Also trying to do some live performances at, like, DJ events. So if you are in that world and that piques your interest a lot, mm-hmm. also get us, connect with us. Because we have labeled this year our year of collaboration. If you're a musician, if you are a seamstress, if you are a creative person, if you know people, we just want to collaborate with people.
It's I think
the key
also,
to growing.
Yes, it's that. But also, it's because last year we took a leap of faith and out of nowhere, and I call that God, and you can call it the earth, or your grandmother, whatever you want to call it. But like, how we found Robbie Nelson was like such a beautiful thing. Who's producing the album, and he's like a multi-Grammy winning producer, and he's amazing and super cool, super like easy like us. And it was like, you know, I'm always like praying for people who are good to like work on things with me, to be around me, to like, and like just found him out of looking up someone else, and we messaged him and he was like, yeah, I like this girl. It was so simple. And I think
he even was like, oh, I listened to your podcast.
Yeah.
You guys sound like fun.
it was such a simple thing. And I honestly think that when you meet the right people, it becomes that simple. Like, I'm trying to think of it too with myself, with like falling in love one day. I'm like, it has to be a simple thing. It can't be like arduous and painful and regarding my heart. Like, it can't be that, Kevin. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, it has to be like, It has to be the thing that I'm not going to wonder how he's going to be with Kevin and Ryan as like, because Kevin and Ryan are like my brother, like they're like family. So, do you know what I mean? And like the closest things to me. Mm-hmm. And so like, I don't want to wonder all of these things, how it's going to be. Like things should be this easy as it was with like Robbie Nelson. Yeah. It has to be this easy. So I feel like collaborations and everything like that is going to be, you know, it would have to be in the space where we're not like trying to figure out schedules and we're trying to, I'm like, I can't do this. You know, like how people don't answer emails in New York.
Oh my God, it's like, the worst.
I'm just like, it's God. It's God. Like, no, that's fine then. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's true.
It's very, very stressful. Anyways, what was I talking? Sorry, I'm like,
when no, it's tangent. Fine. It's great. You know, I think one quick thing that we should do is just sort of review everything that happened last year. Mm. In case people may have missed something, to go back and kind of look at some things. Yeah, take the time machine back. You know, The Life of Margaret Cornelius was the first album, full studio album, out. I think one of the lessons that we learned from that was the need to really give albums the time and the space and the attention to live on beyond just like a release day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we did the remixes, the AMFM remixes, which were more like kind of dancey versions with Chris Cobbs, who's an Irish producer. Mm-hmm. We did the live show. If you haven't seen the live show that we filmed in Johannesburg, you can listen to the entire album there. It's a live performance. It was absolute chaos to try to make happen.
But it turned out really well. Chaos?
I don't... Maybe. I don't know. We'll bring it up
on
another episode.
The chaos. We need an episode where we talk about all of the chaos that we've been through with everything.
Yeah. You know how that would actually work out well is to have Ryan on. Because he knows...
He knows so much of the chaos. Yes,
he remembers it.
Oh, my God.
We've blocked it all out. We're like, oh, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. But there's that one guy when I was in South Africa, and I said to my brother, I was like, I don't know what I was talking about. And I was like, you know, they're good people. And they're like, the people who are like that guy, the video guy. And
the video guy.
God is never going to forgive him. This was me. I was like, God, like, I went on a rant, and my brother was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? I was like, God, it's never going to, you know, like, when I get upset, like, suddenly I call on the name of God. Like,
yes. we also had a really fun project that we worked on with Guy, who is another producer in Ireland, who also we worked with, you know, more closely on some other things, but we made the song Under. Which was a fun side project. We did some of the recording here. We did some of it in Ireland. If you haven't listened to it, it just came out in January, so it's streaming everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What we were really trying to do was to do... what is it, the competition?
Eurovision.
So I'm not a competition person. I remember once I was in Prague and we were playing that show, that small place. We played a couple of songs
where you
there.
Left your phone?
Yes, where I left my phone. Oh my gosh, in Prague. Am I crazy?
At like 2 a.m.
Oh my gosh, do it. Anyways, we're there and like, after we played, this guy comes up to me and he was like, oh my gosh, unbelievable, amazing. Never, ever, ever do a competition. People going to meet you and go, you should do this singing competition. You should do this singing competition. He's like, you're beyond that. And then last year I was like, well, are people even streaming? I'm not beyond it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not. So we're trying to get on Eurovision. And I actually think maybe the guy in Prague is right. Like, I'm specific in a way. And I know, like, I always sound random here. But like, I'm specific in a way where... I know things will work out the way they need to work out. I know that I'm going to get somewhere. I'm going to get somewhere very far. I'm going to get to the top. But it's going to be in the most unconventional way. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's like starting to be okay with me. You know what I mean? Like I know that people are not going, it's not going to be like other people's stories. Because I am specific and I am, you know, as weird as I show up. So, Yeah, we tried it.
Tried it.
And we did a song with Guy, who's been like a really great collaborator for the past year or so.
Yeah.
Almost 2 Brazilian years now. In Ireland. And yeah, I like it. It worked out. It's there for you to listen to. Go and listen to it. Yeah, but also then we met Robbie last year, and yeah, have been working on regarding all year.
Yeah. So let's talk about some other things that went right last year, or like lessons we learned that went well.
Went right. I think everything on schedule went according to order.
That I don't know if people realize how far in advance you have to plan things.
You know, the only thing that we haven't planned is, and we'll get to this, a booking. But
yes.
People in music, you have to plan so ahead of time. Like, you really have to plan 2 years.
2 years, yeah, totally.
Ahead of time. And we'd at least planned a year. Like, for the first time, we planned a year ahead. Yeah. So we knew that all of the remixes were coming out in January, February, March, April. And that happened. And then we knew the live was coming out June, July, August, September. And that happened. Mm. And yes, we didn't plan under, but it happened. And like, we still got all of those things on schedule. Yes, we didn't plan meeting Robbie, but that...
We knew we were trying to find a producer.
We knew
though,
we were trying to find a producer, and that happened. Everything we wanted to happen actually happened in that manner. The only thing, of course, is going to be the next question. But I'm very proud of us. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, really am proud. Last year, actually, I had less nightmares. Mm-hmm. Because I really have to think that it's because of... planning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because of lack of disappointment or lack of, or just knowing.
Well, there's some, there's stability just in your brain.
Yes.
Knowing that things are planned. When there's nothing planned, you're it's absolute chaos.
It's chaos.
Because you also have to hold in your mind, what's happening right now, right? So it's like, okay, Regarding's coming out next week. So we're in the middle of taking a billion pictures, taking social media is so immediate. You can't really do things in advance on social media. So that's always there. Then you've got mid-level production stuff where we're trying to finish things that are coming out in September. And then it's also what's happening next year?
Yes.
Because if we don't think about it now, it's going to be too late.
You have to think about it. Also, the good thing about last year was Common Folk.
Yes.
Getting that, the
dance.
Skeleton of
thinking
down,
through the dance
all of the
stuff.
Collaboration stuff that we're going to do. It was so much work that we did. It just sometimes, you can't even notice it until you talk about it.
Yeah.
That there's so much work done. So, yeah.
What about things that didn't go so well or things where we need help?
We always need help in booking. We don't have I don't have a booking agent, and it is
painful.
The most bothersome thing to me. I'm just asking for a booking agent who is kind. I know it sounds like a strange thing. That's what I always ask for people who I work with. Who is kind, but also, what's the word, Kevin? Who's creative? Do you know what I mean? Those two
it's
things.
It's not like a transactional thing.
Right. Somebody who's kind and creative, who can think outside, who can do that. Mm. That's what I just want. Somebody who knows I will go all out to play an amazing show. And somebody who I know, they'll go all out.
And
who likes the music.
Creative places. Because that's the other thing is, we don't need to just be playing at traditional, small indie rock venues. Mm-hmm. It's community theater.
I tell stories. I do this.
All these different places. There is a level of creativity that needs to be there.
Yeah.
So. And it is actually wild. I don't know if other musicians have found this, but because we've been trying to book stuff on our own, which takes a lot of time. We don't really know what we're doing and reaching out for stuff.
We have a lot of work.
But if you're not a booking agent, these venues don't even They don't respond. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. So we're getting creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big ones. I think the other kind of challenging point where we've tried so many things was just social media, right? We tried these like 100-day challenges where we tried to do things. It's just, it can become such a stressor that it detracts from what we're trying
to
do.
You also meet all of these social media people who are like, I'm going to teach you how to do social media. And then you realize, no, a viral moment is just that. It is something, it is luck, mm-hmm. it is whatever you want to call it, but no one can get you to that.
Yes, or it's consistency, money.
Or it's money. Yes, consistency can get you to a specific point, but that one moment where you then have over 100,000 people like liking your thing and following you in one day, that takes a viral moment, and you just have to wait for it. You have to work, do your work, continue to do your work, continue to post. But like, and post the way, like, I just have to post the way I post. And that's it, mm-hmm. you know? And the biggest thing for me is to sing.
Yeah.
I just want to sing. Like, everything else I don't care for. So
and I mean, I think that plays into what we also realized from last year, which is you and a guitar is all anyone needs. Everything else is great.
Everyone, I just want to play the guitar.
Playing with a band is super fun. Love to do it. Can't wait until we are able to do it and do it well where people can get paid. We just have to stick with the basics.
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll get there. Like, believe me. I know I sound too confident, but I always say this. I'm confident, but I might not be... what do you call it?
Delulu?
Yes, I definitely am not delulu.
I know, we're trying to get you more delulu so it works on social media.
I'm trying to get to the point where I am the epitome of black girl delusion. Like, you know what I mean? I'm on like white woman land, like in delusion world. Like, I might never get there because that's a whole other world.
Yeah.
And I just need to get to the point where I'm a little bit delusional because I'm living in so much reality and I can never, ever get away from it. It's politics. I blame it on apartheid. But I'm confident enough to say that you will see me on social media. You will follow. You will like it. And I think you will like absolutely love the music. I love it so much. And I know it's for someone out there. And if there's one person, as Mr. Vic says, mm-hmm. there's a million others.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Great. I think that's a good place to end it for today. We just wanted to kind of restart the podcast engine before Regarding comes out. The next episode is going to be all about Regarding, which is very exciting. So when you hear this, next week, March 27th, is when Regarding comes out. There's a music video. You can go and pre-save it. If you are on Apple Music or on Tidal, we also have it coming out in Dolby Atmos mixing, which is very cool if you have that set up with your headphones or anything. So really, really exciting. Please share that everywhere.
Share. Yes.
Honestly, just talking to people mm-hmm. is like one of the best ways of saying like, go and listen to this, but obviously also using it on your posts and social media. Mm-hmm. That's enough promotion for us.
Absolutely. Listen.
Yeah, listen. I
really appreciate
it.
And like, I just want to play music. I just want to play music.
Anyway.
Yes. Okay. Love you.
Bye.
You are needed.
Thanks for listening.